welcome back to the WSUM Sports Stream. Carter Thompson, along with Noah Clark and Noor Hatoum here. Looks like the Badgers will start on their own 25. Just under 2 minutes remaining. Do you think the Badgers can get themselves in field goal position here for another score before the half ends?
I think they can. Maybe they can get another score here. They've got time.
And they got two timeouts as well.
Yeah, they have two timeouts. So they've got time. The thing that I'm wondering is, what is Paul Chris going to call on these next few plays? Is he going to be aggressive, or is he going to be conservative here for the Badgers?
Let's see. He's got Jonathan Taylor in the backfield. Hornibrook's going to go under center. Two receivers to his left, two to his right. Hornibrook under center, takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Taylor. He's looking deep. He's got all the time in the world. Hornibrook
now
rolling
protection.
Left. Rolling all the way left.
Man,
he's got
right
a lot
open.
Of room to run, and he's going to run, and he's going to get 5 yards. He's going to get himself up to the 30-yard line, run out of bounds, and stop the clock.
Everyone on their feet.
Yeah, A.J. Taylor. Yeah, and A.J. Taylor was wide open. If Hornibrook just sets his feet and makes that throw, he's wide open down the field.
Yeah, Hornibrook with a lot of room to run there. Able to get 5 yards out of it for the scramble. They're only going to give him four, I guess, though. So it'll be second down and six. 1:47 remaining here in the first half. Hornibrook in the shotgun. Now he's got Groshek to his right. Two receivers on each side. Looks like Jake Ferguson in the slot on his left. See if he looks there again. Hornibrook takes the snap. He's looking left. Goes to Ferguson. And Ferguson able to make the catch at the 40-yard line and a first down for Wisconsin.
And they're running that no huddle too, CT. Running that no huddle.
Hornibrook getting up to the line quickly. First and 10 at the 40-yard line. Clock ticking up to 1.5 minutes remaining here. Hornibrook, three receivers, two to his right, one to his left. He's still got Groshek in the backfield. Takes the snap, looking left. He's going to go deep. He's going to Kendrick Pryor. Good coverage. Kendrick Pryor.
Oh.
Wow. Some athletic contortionment there.
Channeling his inner Odell Beckham.
Unable to come away with the grab, though, so that'll be second down and 10. 1:23 remaining in this first half. Badgers probably got to get to about the 30-yard line to get in Rafael Gaglione's field goal range. That'd be about a 47-yard field goal kick. Maybe 33 if he can push it to a 50-yard field goal. But we'll see what the goal is here for the Badgers.
Incomplete pass there, but still, I mean, you're looking at Hornibrook. He looks more confident. I know I was criticizing him earlier. He's showing that he's more comfortable throwing the deep ball. And you can even see it with his mechanics. Really impressed with what I've seen with him in the first half.
And he noticed that one-on-one matchup, too, and now we're going to have a false start, it looks like. But he noticed that one-on-one matchup down there with number 24, Roger Cray, and Kendrick Pryor. He noticed that one-on-one matchup, and he took a shot there. Good move right there. Smart choice by the quarterback.
Trusting his weapon, Kendrick Pryor, there. We do have a false start on the Badgers here. That'll move them back 5 yards. It'll be second and 15 from their own 35. Let's see what Paul Christ and Joe Rudolph, the offensive coordinator, call here, try and get some yards with 1.5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Badgers still leading 17-0 here from Camp Randall Stadium. Hornibrook now in the shotgun. He's got two receivers on each side. Groshek in the backfield with him. He's got Ferguson in the slot. Takes the snap. He's looking at Ferguson. He comes back to his right. A lot of time. Finds in the middle. A.J. Taylor with a nice catch. And they're across midfield up to the 40-yard line in Western Kentucky territory. And Hornibrook now burning up the offense. Here we go.
And look at that. And look at the time he had right there, CT. He just set up and just delivered a throw perfectly right on the money.
Nice strike there. So Hornibrook now in the no huddle. Hurry up offense. About 1 minute remaining here. Hornibrook, three receivers to his right, one to his left. Takes the snap. He's looking right.
He's got
a lot of pressure. And he's going to go down. He's going to get sacked for about a 3-yard loss. Let's see if Wisconsin takes a timeout here. Looks like they're going to let the clock tick. It'll be second down and 13. Under 50 seconds remaining. Looks like they're going to go with no timeout here. They have two. Not sure why they wouldn't burn one here, unless they're saving them to see if Gaglione for a field goal. Either way, Hornibrook in the shotgun. Three receivers to his right. He's looking that way. Under pressure again. Throws it through the middle, and this time it's incomplete. Looking for Kendrick Pryor. 33 seconds remaining here in the first half. Third and 13. They've about got to get this first down if they want to try and get in the field goal range of Gaglione.
And that last throw was a bit low and
bit rushed.
Yeah, a bit rushed there, and he was getting pressured, and we've seen it a couple times. Mike Saffold telling
Sanford,
his deep.
Sanford.
Mike Sanford.
You're
I keep
good.
Saying Sanford.
No, I know you are.
Mike Sanford,
we got you.
Is saying, calling up blitzes mm-hmm. here for this Western Kentucky defense, and it's really thrown Alex Hornibrook out of rhythm.
It's been paying off.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't connected on some of his throws.
When he gets rushed, that's when Western Kentucky's defense is able to take advantage. Hornibrook in the shotgun, three receivers to his right. Takes the snap, and we have another blown whistle. Let's see what this one is. And it looks like Western Kentucky is going to take their first time out of the half here. 33 seconds remaining.
And you see up here, we're praising Hornibrook for the progress he's made, and then it feels like we're regressing back. If anything, is not to be so hard on the kid, but to be more emblematic of what we saw from him last year.
Oh, yeah.
It's the back and forth. I think we're seeing more good than bad tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And just some of the decisions he's made, too. I mean, last year, he was quick. Just quick decisions. He wasn't thinking when he was making some of his throws.
Even with that protection that they give him.
Yeah, exactly. And just looking at it tonight, I mean, he's smart. He's waiting for the play to develop and then finding a wide-open receiver. We've seen it a couple times. Receivers come back to the route and him to deliver a nice throw.
Well, and that's the thing that we've been talking about with Alex Hornibrook. When he's given time, he can make the right throw. He can make the right read. But what quarterback can't in that scenario? The thing that we want to see is, can you make the right play when you're under duress, when the pressure's on? And Mike Sanford is testing him right now with that, bringing the pressure on this defense, bringing more guys than this offensive line can handle. So we'll see how Hornibrook responds when he does get under pressure. Right now he's working with a nice comfortable lead of 17-0. But we'll see if Sanford continues to bring pressure, Hornibrook's going to have to adapt. But so far, when he's making the right play, and that's what you like to see right now. He's got possibly the best offensive line in the country, so he'll probably have time throughout the season.
And looking at it now, you have 33 seconds left to go in this first half. I think Wisconsin, they're just trying to get this ball in the field goal range. I don't think they're taking chunk plays now. I think it's just get the ball into field goal range for Rafael Gaglianone.
Hornibrook takes the snap. He's going for that first down, and he's got it across the 30. That's Jack Dunn, the sophomore, fighting for extra yards, and he gets himself up past the 25. He's up to about the 23-yard line, tackled inbounds, so the clock is ticking. But it looks like the Badgers the clock stops for a first down here.
And I was about
Badgers,
to say.
Yeah, Badgers get up to the line. Clock ticking now under 25 seconds. Hornibrook clocks the ball, so it'll be second and 10.
Now they have the luxury of taking a couple shots at the end zone. And
two timeouts, 20 seconds.
And saving those two timeouts helps them.
So what they can do, the thing with those two timeouts, too, they can attack the middle of the field. They don't have to go sideline. They can go wherever they want. They can even run the ball if they want with Jonathan Taylor at this point. We haven't seen Taylor in yet on this drive, this two-minute drive. 21 seconds remaining here from their own from the Western Kentucky 23-yard line. Now they can attack the end zone before they go for the field goal if they don't get in.
And I'll be interested if they put Jake Ferguson in this package here going back to the end zone. He's been targeted a lot tonight so far for the Badgers.
And there he is. He looks like he'll be in the slot here on the left. Hornibrook in the shotgun. Groshek to his right. Three receivers to his left. Like we said, Ferguson in the slot here. Hornibrook takes the snap. He's looking left. He's going for Taylor. Taylor.
Oh, nice catch. That?
Taylor gets popped.
He caught it.
At the 2-yard line.
Oh, they're going to
clock this ball. With a huge grab
what
by A.J.
Catch.
Taylor. He gets popped.
Oh, my goodness.
A.J. Taylor gets popped by the safety, Key, able to hang on. That's a first down and goal for Wisconsin.
Wow.
They're not looking field goal anymore. They're looking touchdown.
No. Are you kidding me with that? That is an incredible catch. Beautiful throw in double coverage. Unbelievable.
That was a nice throw there by Alex Hornibrook. Had the time. Looking right down the middle. Like we said, he could look in the middle if he wanted to. Now it's second down and goal to go.
And they got JT in there.
Jonathan Taylor.
And that was not an easy
and
throw.
And look at who they got split out wide right. It'll be Jake Ferguson. Maybe they'll throw a high riser for
throw
him
that
there.
Fade.
And it looks like,
It looks like Western Kentucky called a timeout.
They did. They didn't like the matchup
as
they were looking at that Jake Ferguson on one of the smaller corners. Or actually, Ferguson was lined up against the safety.
And that's a
Devin
mismatch.
Key.
That's a mismatch right there down at that corner.
Can we go back to that throw?
That was
not an easy throw.
Wow.
He thread the needle, hit it right between those two secondary defensive backs. And a great catch for Taylor, like you said. But Hornibrook.
Unbelievable to hang on to that. That was a nice strike, too, by Alex Hornibrook there.
And I did not expect him to go with the chunk play. You know, you would think with that much time left, you just get in a field goal range, set up the field goal unit. But
he made the right read there.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely made the right read based on what he saw. He surveyed the field.
Yeah, it started with that 3rd and 13 play, that 20-yard pass to the sophomore, Jack Dunn.
Oh.
Really got him inside the 20 there, got him inside the 25. And then from there, Hornibrook with a strike to A.J. Taylor. Now we'll see here, 2nd and goal, 13 seconds remaining here in the first half. If the Badgers can put up another 7 before we head to the second half.
I bet. What do you think, CT? You think they're going to go with JT?
I'm going to wait till they line up Ferguson. If they line up Ferguson solo, I think they're going to go with a high ball.
Target that fade.
Yeah.
Go with that
with
fade,
the fade
route.
Otherwise, they also like to do a quick slant.
Oh, yeah.
You see that as well. That's the route that I saw Ferguson doing It looks like they're going to line him up inside. They're going to go in the I formation. So
yep.
Another thing they like to do is the fullback dive here. So we'll see Hornibrook under center in the I formation. Ingold, he fakes the handoff to Taylor. He's rolling left, got a lot of room, throws it in. He's got Kendrick Pryor for the touchdown, Wisconsin. Alex Hornibrook's first touchdown pass of the year. Now the Badgers are up 23-0 on the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
And that rollout works perfectly, and it worked so well. And he just bought time, rolled out to his left, bought some time, delivered it to his wide-open receiver. And he had Ferguson over there, too, on
the
left side.
Nice thing about this play, too, for Hornibrook. He let this one develop. He didn't rush it. He wasn't going to run it in himself. Nice play drawn up there by Paul Christ and the offensive coordinators. Badgers now leading 23-0 with under 10 seconds remaining here in the first half.